Alrighty, thank you for tuning in this evening. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host. Big ups to Ken Clark, Organ Trio, Eternal Funk, our opening tune, as always here on Butte Views and Beyond, bringing you a selection of events, cultural assets, things happening in the great True North, the greater Butte County area, Ishi Nation, as it's known around here in KZFR. We'd like to thank our underwriters, Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And also by Drunken Dumpling in Chico, serving locally sourced, fresh, handmade Asian fusion comfort food at 1414 Park Avenue, Suite 120, behind Nobby's. Open 4 p.m. to 9, Tuesday through Thursday, 11 to 9 on Fridays and Saturday. Details on Facebook, Instagram, and at drunkendumplingchico.com. Drunken Dumpling, where they love food, flavor, and community. Oh, yeah. Stroking that B3. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in. Got some interviews for you, and let's get it going. It's things are back on. Downtown Chico, Thursday Night Market is happening as I speak. Plenty of time. It just kicked off 2 minutes ago, so it'll be going till 9 o'clock from the Downtown Chico Business Association. And Friday night concerts are also back. I would like to welcome Mark Penstein to Butte Views and Beyond. He is the Director of Engagement at the Downtown Chico Business Association. Thanks for taking time to be with us tonight.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate all your time.
Right on, man. Well, you guys are, I know it started a couple weeks ago, but the Friday night concerts are up and happening.
Oh, they're happening, all right. Yeah, we're super excited. You know, we started in May as in conjunction with our Thursday Night Market, but we have a couple of great performances in the upcoming months. We want to make sure the Chico community is well aware of. You know, we want to get that thing packed. I know in the past we've had an excellent turnout, and you know, I'd love to replicate that, bring all the community down.
Yeah, for sure. And again, it's held right there in the Downtown Chico Plaza, where you guys had the skating rink this year, which was great. And you know, it's been revitalized. It's been, they did a bunch of maintenance, fixed the bathrooms, and everything's open. Back to normal. And this is one of those, you know, come on down, bring your lawn chair, bring your neighbors, hit some of the local restaurants, get some food to go, and come groove in the plaza.
That's right. Nothing pairs better than a dance session than a nice meal. You know, LaSalle's Parkside, any of the places downtown, it's quite the spot to have a concert. So we're fortunate.
Yeah, very good. And the shows kick off at 7 p.m. every Friday. Is that right?
That's correct. They run from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., so won't eat up too much your night, but it's a nice launch to your evening, whether, you know, coming in to end your night or to start it. It's a good family-friendly environment, so whoever would like to join.
You got a pretty long schedule. You're going into the first Thursday of October. Is that right?
That's correct. We have a bit of an extension this time around, but you know, we were just so excited to get the series going again. We thought, why not? We'll have a couple extra shows. You know, in hopes to bring folks down. We just love this series so much, so we're doing what we can to preserve it.
Yeah, and I love the idea of going deeper into the fall, because that's when the weather gets really nice and cools off a little bit. And, you know, we usually don't get much rain before Thanksgiving, so I think that sounds pretty great.
I think it'll be quite lovely to join us down in September and that first October show. It's going to be perfect. But that being said, we are looking forward to hopefully in June and in sometimes through July on those super hot days. And you're kind of worried, am I going to be sweating all day? Is this going to be enjoyable? Well, I can assure you that our hopes are to bring the fountain back up. So, you know, the kiddos can run through, cool off, get your hair a little wet, you know, enjoy more dancing. So I think the fountain being repaired will be a great welcome back for the series.
Oh yeah, I agree. And the fountain is like super popular, even like during the Thursday Night Market, people are running through there and going wild. So
it's iconic. And yeah, we think it's, you know, kind of a perfect matchup for a hot summer day. Can't
beat
it.
Right on. Well, let's talk a little bit about your schedule. I know that you've already kicked off a couple of events, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we've had three concerts so far, and we're looking forward to our fourth this Friday. Let me see. I believe that's the 27th of May. We're welcoming the Van Hagar Chico tribute. We're super excited. This will be the first time we're welcoming this band to the Plaza stage, but you know, we're good friends with the lead singer, and he has just does some amazing musical acts. So I think it's going to be a good time.
Oh yeah, that sounds like fun. And yeah. Alan Rigg Band to follow. We love Alan. You know, he's got his little mojo, Louisiana, New Orleans thing going on.
Some New Orleans R&B, he likes to call it, and it's going to be quite the show on June 3rd. Our hopes are to welcome in some arts and crafts vendors. So it'll be somewhat reminiscent of the market, but it'll be more geared towards the arts. We'll have, you know, a live music concert. We'll have some jewelry and locally made crafts available for sale. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, and that's new, right? Having artisan booths?
Yeah, to my understanding, you know, we didn't do that last year, but I thought, you know, it'd be great to utilize some more of that plaza space and welcome in some of our talented artists from the community. Some of the smaller up-and-coming folks that, you know, want to share their creativity. We're hoping to provide them a platform for that. So,
That is so cool to do that. And it's such an obvious addition, but it's something that hadn't happened before.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's very cool. And speaking of new additions, on that very same day, June 3rd, we're very gracious to have a sponsorship by Sierra Nevada Brewing. So they're going to help us put together an entire beer garden in the plaza. So,
really?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's been a couple months of planning, and we finally landed on kind of a design. We're hoping to allow some cocktail tables where folks can enjoy a nice, refreshing local beer while they're watching the show. I think it's going to be a really lovely marriage of good times. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Once again, it sounds like the perfect fit. And why didn't they do that before? But man, that's great. So there's new things happening. You guys are really starting to kind of, you know, and I guess maybe post COVID and all these things, you take a look back and you start to reinvent things and do them just a little differently and a little bit better.
I think that's the goal. And yeah, I appreciate that perception. You know, we're coming out of a tough time where, you know, a lot of folks were used to spending time with themselves and away from their friends and family. And, you know, we're really trying to give a wonderful summer, bringing back that Chico feel of downtown community, you know, summer nights spent out, you know, so these upcoming additions, I think, are going to really capitalize on this new time of the year where we can come back together.
Yeah, for sure. And plus, it you know, like I said, it's over at 8:30. There's still plenty of time to go out and do things and go to dinner afterwards or go to, you know, go do what you're going to do. And you guys got a great lineup, too. I mean, I'm just kind of going through the list here and looking at kind of the iconic Chico bands that you guys got lined up.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of the classics, but a lot of new faces, too. I mean, of course, you know, we have the Alan Rigg Band, the beloved Mystic Roots. There's always a great turnout for some little reggae pop there. That's a good time. Oh, yeah. But, you know, of course, a lot of hits, you know, the Chuck Epperson Band. I know they've been playing around town. We're happy to welcome them back. And then we also have a couple new faces. So there's a lot of up-and-coming bands with some younger students, either Chico State students or folks just graduated that we're hoping to welcome and give a platform to share their music. So a couple new ones that, you know, I recognize. We have Blue Egyptian, who have been quite popular in the past year, it seems like, with some new tours. We're super excited to host them in September. I believe it's on the 9th. We also have Cosmic Frog, which is a fun psychedelic jam band, which, you know, we can't wait to check out. So, you know, old and new, we're going to have a blend of some amazing acts, and we're all very lucky to have them join us at the Plaza.
Yeah, for sure. Dylan's Dharma, like you said, some of the old faithful. Jeff Pershing kind of rounds out the season. The Chico Latin Orchestra, again, you guys have those guys in September. They're a smoking band.
Oh, they're killer. It was tough to get them, but, you know, we're lucky to have taken some of their time to spread some cumbia and salsa on stage. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, and a nice mix. You got some bluegrass, Broken Compass Bluegrass, and Whiskey River Band. What Thunderlump? I haven't heard of that band. What do you know anything about those guys?
Yeah, so it's a funk band. It's actually a friend of you know, a common performer, Brittany and the Blistones. They've done some great acts. They actually just performed during a Thursday Night Market last week, put on a killer show. Anyway, she personally recommended Thunderlump for some funky grooves. You know, I'm always into funk personally. So I was, of course, so excited to welcome them. To my understanding, this may be their first Friday night concert. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for them to show us what they got. And I'm so certain they will. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm a big funk fan. And that sounds awesome, man. I'll tell you. Cool. Yeah. And then, you know, again, then some of the familiar ones, Hot Flash, you know, gal's been around. Holly, sure. She's always killing it, whatever she gets involved in. And
oh my gosh, her energy just from our phone conversation says it all. I can't wait to jam with them. They're going to be the most fun, I'm sure.
Yeah, right on, man. And off the record, I'm not familiar with that band either.
Yeah, so they're pretty cool too. We actually hosted them last year. Super nice folks. To my understanding, it's run by a gentleman named Jim Ketchum. They do some 80s covers. Get everyone hyped up on some of the classics of that era. You know, a lot of fun upbeat melodies, a lot of covers. And to my understanding, they usually get dressed up and like kind of fit the theme of the 80s. So I think that'll be a good one for all the fans of that decade to come out and groove. I think they're going to be a ton of fun.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good time. And again, Friday night concerts kicking off at the Chico Downtown City Plaza, 7 p.m. till 8:30 every Friday night. Bring your lawn chair, and it goes all the way through October 7th. So very cool. If you go to the downtownchico.com, the business association's website, you'll find the full list, and you can plan it and invite your friends up to Chico, man.
That's right. The more the merrier. You know, we're lucky enough to welcome guests from Redding and Yuba City. You know, sometimes as far as Sacramento, they'd like to come up and a free concert and a full area to dance right next to restaurants and bars. I mean, you just can't beat it. We want everyone in the area to know we're welcoming you. So
yeah, and I know that you know, I work a little bit with the Feather River Parks and Rec District over in Oroville, and they have kind of moved their summer concert series to the fall. So it's kind of nice. So it's a little less competing, and get those folks to come over. They're focusing more in the September, October months. So that's kind of cool. So it extends the whole free concert concept.
Yeah, it sounds like we have the rest of the year is going to be booked with some great times. So that's awesome.
All right, Mason. Hey, congratulations and welcome to KCFR. I haven't talked to you before. And, you know, we go way back with the Downtown Business Association, and we're all about downtown and of course the community and keeping it vibrant. And it is totally happening downtown. That's for sure. It is the place.
Sure. Well, yes, Ray, I couldn't agree more. And I'm really happy to put a face to the name. I've only heard great things about you, and I'm looking forward to continuing this relationship. So
yeah, don't dig too deep.
Oh man.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a great evening. And thanks for joining us tonight.
And of course, Friday night concerts. Tomorrow night, right now, it's Thursday Night Market in downtown Chico. So if you're around, come on down and bring your transistor radio with you. There you go. Keep listening to this effort. All right, let's take a little music break, and we'll be back. How about a little dramatics? right. There's a little blast for you. Of course, what you see is what you get right here on the Zephyr. And this weekend, on Sunday, May 29th, year-round, over at the Chico Women's Club, it's the Record Swap, all genres of vinyl available, presented by the KZFR Community Radio. Beer by Sierra Nevada. I think there'll be a food truck there. That's right. If you're into vinyl, noon to 5 on the 29th at the Chico Women's Club. And if you'd like to have a booth, I think there might still be table space available. Holler at us at kzfr.org or call the office between 10 and 2 at 530-895-0788. It is the KZFR Record Swap. If you're listening to this station, it's because you love music. And if you love music, we got the Record Swap. Break out the vinyl, baby. Sunday, noon to 5. All right, let's get right to our next guest here on Butte Views and Beyond.
Well, Megan Gaddis, welcome back to Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you so much for having me, Ray. It's always a pleasure.
Of course, Megan is with the Arc of Butte County, and she had visited us a few times, a couple months back, I guess, 2 or 3 months back, when you were talking about the big fundraiser you guys were kind of getting ready to launch now that we're kind of in a little different phase and with COVID. And tell us about what you got planned.
Yeah, we're really excited to get a fundraiser up and running. It's been close to 3 years since we've been able to do anything of the sort, due to COVID. Our number one concern has always been the safety of our clients, our staff, and the community. So that really kind of put us in between a rock and a hard place. Luckily, now that things are opening up a little bit, we're starting to see more people out in the community. We still wanted to play it safe, so we decided we are moving forward with an online auction. Okay. It is called the Auction for Advocacy, and we will be hosting this, like I said, online from June 1st to the 7th. And anyone who would like to participate can find that link to the auction on our website at www.arcbutte.org. We've got a few things up right now, but we're adding tons and tons more stuff all the way up to June 1st. So we're really excited to have as much interaction from the community as possible, so we can bring back those vital programs that we offer to our families and to kids with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Yeah, so you're kind of populating the auction, and people can look at it now and kind of get excited, and then you'll have like a launch it on June 1st?
Yeah, so anyone can log on right now and see what we have. Right now, it like I said, it's pretty small. We've got a ton of donations coming in from awesome community members like Happy Camper Trailer Rentals, Secret Trails, Sierra Nevada, Poor House, Crumble Cookies, Mod Pizza. So many amazing donations coming in. And so we're putting together some pretty spectacular baskets and really fun prizes to bid on. And of course, all the proceeds go to help us reopen some of the programs that help the 1,300 plus individuals and families that we provide services to in the greater Butte County area. And then, at the end of the day, you're advocating for the disability community and you get to take an awesome prize home.
Yeah, and it's tax deductible, so you get that covered. And again, this is, it's not like you're just trying to keep the doors open here. You're trying to bring back these programs to help these people. So
yeah,
it's a little different than paying the electric bill and things like that. So I think that's a real talking point.
Absolutely. So two of our vital programs, family support program and weekend respite program for children, or as we call it, the Rainbow of Kids Club. Those are two of our non-funded programs. So they rely solely on community contributions. And that's usually why we have our traditional annual fundraisers, like the annual dinner that takes place in the fall, or the wine and beer tasting benefit that takes place in the spring. But of course, you know, we haven't been able to do those in several years because we can't put a bunch of people in a room.
Right.
So we're running with some new ideas, and we thought that the online auction was just, you know, the way to go this time. And we're hoping to raise enough money to get those programs back up and running, because they really do provide just this level of support that is priceless and unfathomable to special needs families and individuals.
Yeah. Do you guys have a kind of a ballpark of what you're hoping to raise?
You know what? We do. We are hoping to raise, you know, hopefully somewhere around 10,000. I think that it's definitely doable with the amazing donations that, like I said, we still have coming in from the community, and we're so thankful for those. There's also going to be a way to just pledge money. If you don't really feel like you want to buy anything or you don't need anything and you just want to help out the organization, you can always do that. There's going to be a pledge button. So it's just going to say, hey, you know what? I want to be a disability advocate. I'm going to pledge X amount of dollars. And that's going to help us out as well. That's going to help us get those programs back up and running. And beyond that, on our website right now, you can become a regular donor, which is super simple. Takes just a couple minutes. And you don't have to do anything past signing up. That's a great way to support the ARC as well.
Yeah, become a monthly donor or something like that and have it just automatically happen. And it's effortless, and you don't have to put out a big chunk at once. And it makes a big difference in organizations, that's for sure.
Absolutely. You know, to one person, five or 10 or 20 bucks a month, you know, some of us don't even notice that. But cumulatively, the help that that provides to the people we serve is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And you guys, again, we've talked about it a number of times, do so much for the community, and 1300 people,
a little over 1300 individuals in the greater Butte County area. Our name is a little bit misleading, or I guess it's not. People just kind of assume that we do, you know, just Chico and Oroville, but we go out to Paradise, Oroville, Orland. We serve Butte, Tehama, and Glenn County. So,
right, yeah,
you know, we do all that we can to help our neighbors and our community members with disabilities.
Yeah, and that's really true in this area because, you know, I mean, besides Chico, you have Redding, you know, you have Grass Valley, you have some more concentrated population centers, but we still got, you know, Glenn and Tehama County are always like our cousins. Like anything that happens in Butte County also happens in Glenn and Tehama County. So we
take they're still part of the family.
That's right. We take care of our Corning peeps and our Orland peeps and, you know.
Absolutely.
All that cool stuff. So, and I know that's true here at the station as well. We, you know, it's kind of greater Butte County, I guess, or something.
Yeah. And I like to refer to it as that because, yeah, we are all a big family. We've gone through a lot of stuff together in the past several years, so we got to stick together.
Right. And everything affects everybody, you know, it's just the way it is, you know, Hamilton City and all these places. So, you know, when the campfire was happening, I mean, that's where people were, you know, you just keep going till you find a place you can park or set up, you know, and everybody kicked in and all these other communities helped out and we're all better for it. So
exactly.
Part of that system.
And, you know, it just like that situation that you were just talking about, it's, you know, it's tragic just as is the pandemic, but the outcome and seeing the community come back together to support each other and support nonprofit organizations like the ARC is just, it's so heartwarming. It is a great reminder of why we all care about this community so much. And it just goes to show that, you know, if we all pitch in, we can really do anything.
No, it's true. We really can. There's nothing too big that a community can't help. And we just gotta put our stuff down and get together.
Exactly.
So. All right. So let's let a little recap. The auction for advocacy. Did I get that right?
Auction for advocacy. Yes.
Advocacy. That's a tough word for me. Must be my New York upbringing. It's going to be on June 1st through the 7th online at arcbutte.org, right?
The auction link can be found at arcbutte.org. Okay. It's through an amazing online auction platform. So you just go to our homepage. There's a button that says go to auction and it takes you right there.
All right. Sounds good.
Also, I was going to say, keep an eye out for some of our flyers floating around town. We are advertising through social media on our Facebook and Instagram. We would love anyone who can jump on there and like and share our posts. We really just want to get, you know, as many community members as involved as possible. And those flyers have a QR code. So jumping on the online auction is super simple. Just open up the phone app on your the camera app on your phone, and you can go straight to it.
You know, that's a good point, because a lot of people are very Facebook or social media. You know, they want to be influencers, and they're trying to. This is a great way to share this kind of information and get people going. And that alone will blanket it out, because you could live anywhere and participate in this.
Exactly.
And that's a great idea. And especially if there's, you know, some businesses that have pretty active Facebook pages, you know, it's always a nice way to show your support for the community by helping organizations like the Arcapute County.
Yeah. And, you know, I highly suggest you do it for the Arcapute County. Do it for any of the amazing organizations that we have here in town. Because, you know, everyone is just coming together to help out. And I really think that that's just the most amazing thing.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And we'll definitely have it up on the KZFR page for sure.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Megan, once again for joining us. Go to the ARC website, Facebook page, and get details about the auction that starts on June 1st. Well, yeah, you know, this whole vinyl thing's got me going, so let's crack another one. I love anyway. little brother Leon there, setting us straight. Stranger in a Strange Land. You listen to Butte Views and Beyond on the Zephyr. My name's Ray. Thanks for tuning in. And let's welcome our next guest to the show.
Well, I'd like to welcome Maura Martin from the Forest Ranch Community Association. You guys are putting on an event. You're the secretary of that group. And why don't you tell us about the event you guys have coming up?
Yeah, so we are doing our first Forest Ranch Artisan Fair, and that's June 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. up in Forest Ranch at the Community Association building. We're going to have over 30 craft vendors, 3 to 4 bands playing, and possibly some live dancing as well.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a food truck, and it's a family-friendly event, and it's all outside under the pine trees, and it's a really beautiful space.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, any excuse to get up the hill, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, and I know we have a lot of KCFR listeners up in Forest Ranch, and that's really fun that you guys are putting this on. This is the first time you're doing this, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we have several. So the Forest Ranch Community Association hosts several events throughout the year. We have chili cook-offs, pancake breakfasts. We used to have a Monte Carlo night. And so now we're doing an artisan fair. So we're getting a lot of new directors on the board, a lot of new ideas. And so this is one of them.
Oh, great. And this is hopefully going to be like an annual event or something.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. And it's all a fundraiser for the association.
Okay. And what do you guys do? So tell us a little about that for people that don't know.
Sure. So the Community Association maintains the local community center. This is a center that can be rented for events. So the community center was a former schoolhouse in Forest Ranch, and before the current school was built. So it's a historical building. It's also used for other organizations up here, the Lions Club, the Forest Ranch Women's Club, and several others use the building as well.
Oh, great. So it's a real community organization and a real community center. It's great that you can rent it out. People do parties or weddings or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We even have yoga classes up here twice a week.
Oh, great.
In the center. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe KCFR should do a concert up there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah, we'd love it. And it's 10 degrees cooler up here in the summer. So remember that when it's 110 down in Chico, it's usually in the 90s up here.
Yeah, it's a chilly 98.
I was actually cold last night, so it's a nice difference.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And tell us, you also have a farmer's market you're developing. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. So in a small little parking lot we call Downtown Forest Ranch, we are doing we're doing a monthly farmers market Fridays from 4 to 8 p.m. There's going to be live music. There's a stage. We have artisans, crafters, hopefully some produce. And it's all free to be a vendor at the farmers market.
Oh, wow.
So if you go on the Facebook page, the Forest Ranch Community Association, and you that there would be more information on our farmers market and a link to apply as a vendor. If anybody's interested in vending, it's free. You just need to fill out the application.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And is that, that's totally cool that you guys are doing that to kind of help develop it. And, obviously you have farmers markets, different locations, different times. Friday night's kind of nice, especially if people are heading back up after the week and they could stop in on their way home.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's new. We started doing small festivals every month a few months ago, and now we're merging those to be the farmers market. So the first one we're going to have will be June 10th. It's the second Friday of the month. From 4 to 8 p.m. And any musicians as well that are interested in playing, it's a place to come play. There's no money involved. Nobody's getting paid. Nobody's being charged. It's just a way to cultivate community.
Yeah. And get out of the heat.
Yeah. Yeah. And make friends.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the primary. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And like I said, I know a bunch of people that are up there, and it's a big interchange, you know, with Forest Ranch and KZFR. We have a long history. So
that's
exciting. So let's, so the Artisan Fair, that's going to be on June 4th from noon to 6?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, June 4th.
And is the community center, is it located right off the highway, or where's it located?
Yeah, it's you drive up 32, and there's going to be signs out. You'd make a left on Forest Ranch Road, and there'd be signs, and you'll see lots of cars, and it seems like we're going to have a pretty big turnout. Over 600 people responded on the Facebook group, so you'll see where there's a lot of cars, you'll find us. So, and again, we are on Facebook, the Forest Ranch Community Association. There's also an Instagram page called What's Up Forest Ranch. And the flyers and all the information is provided on both of those sites.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple of signs up around town in Chico as well. So that's kind of
fun. Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, you guys are doing a good job of getting the awareness going. And is that the first weekend in June? That sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, right after graduation, and come party up in the mountains.
So. Yeah, come up the hill and check it out. Very cool. And again, I love the idea of the farmer's market, second Friday. You're just really inviting people. Is it produce and handmade, homemade stuff, or is it pretty?
Yeah, you know, it's just a little bit of everything. I'm actually a local artist, and I've been doing a booth for the last year, so I will be up there with my art. And there's other artists that plan on having a booth. What we really need is more vendors that do produce, because it's hard to grow up here this early in the year. A lot of us that garden aren't even planting our vegetables until this week.
Right.
I had snow at my house 2 weeks ago. So, you know, this isn't just a Forest Ranch only. We encourage people from all parts of the county to come and say hi and, you know, participate.
Yeah. You can even ride your bike up there.
You can. People do.
I know.
You can walk. I've seen people walk up here. So,
I'm sure.
Maybe a 5-hour hike, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, you get it's a beautiful view, and it's gorgeous coming down, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the downtown portion of Forest Ranch is really only 10 to 12 minutes from Bruce Road. So it's not much of a drive.
Yeah, no, you can drive to Forest Ranch quicker than you can drive across town, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, especially now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially these days. So, that's really fun. And again, if you're coming down in the early evening, you can't beat the sunset and the views coming down from Forest Ranch, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, the sunset's beautiful.
Yeah, just absolutely fabulous. Well, again, thank you for taking time, and let's tell them where they get the information. Go to the Forest Ranch Community Center Facebook page. Is that kind of the best clearinghouse?
Yep, that one's great. And then the Instagram, What's Up Forest Ranch.
Okay. And are you guys like a nonprofit, a 501c3 kind of deal, right?
Yeah. The association is a nonprofit.
All right. So if people wanted to get involved or actually help you guys, they can contact you as well. And
definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Always open to help developing and keeping things happening. And I'm sure you guys have as we enter fire season and all those things, there's just a lot going on and a lot of awareness. And it's great for people to start coming up and getting that awareness and understanding, like, you know, how it all works.
Yeah, we actually just had a fire safety presentation at the association last Wednesday for any residents that want to learn how to be more fire safe and, develop the properties and all of that. So.
Yeah, clear your space and protect your property. And that's really what it's all about. And that is really the function of communities and community centers. So, I mean, we like to party, don't get me wrong. And, there's nothing like a great arts fair. But it's really about building the community and getting to know each other and creating awareness so we can all prosper.
Yeah. And it's a great community up here. It's really wonderful group of folks.
And that's the Forest Ranch. Going to have a little craft fair first weekend of June. Check it out at the Forest Ranch Community Center. We're going to take a quick musical break. And don't forget, Best of Chico voting is happening. You can just go to bestofchico.com, and you could vote for your favorite radio station, and we sure hope you're going to vote for us. And while you're at it, vote for those KZFR underwriters that keep us going year after year after year. All right, let's get back with a quick tune, and we'll be going. George Benson in the background. Let's thank our underwriters, and we'll get our last segment in. And don't forget, peanut butter and jelly time coming up next. We want to thank D.A. Lampe Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio in Northern California. More information, visit dalampeconstruction.com, and by Mountain Sports for over 45 years, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, backpacking, camping, traveling, and enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5:30, 11 to 4 on Sunday at 176 East 3rd Avenue in downtown Chico. Going a little old school today. A little breeze in there from George Benson, title track. Man, that was the album of the day. All right, that's welcome back. A blast from the KZFR past.
Hey, Rose, welcome back to KZFR, one-time programmer. Rose Febo, long-time programmer, and thanks for getting the word out about the Veterans Garden Project, and I wanted to get you guys on the show. And welcome Steve Breedlove to the show also. Rose is the marketing and culinary advisor, and Steve is a student volunteer and also a veteran. Thanks, guys, for taking time with us this evening.
Thank you for letting us tell everybody about the Veterans Garden Project. It started about 10 years ago with Kelly Mayer and Michael Cannon. Kelly funded the plant starts that were brought to the Endangered Species Fair. And Michael has a greenhouse, the access to a greenhouse up in Butte Creek Canyon. And so the rest of the plants that were not given away at the Endangered Species Fair, Michelle Angela, who is a health provider, nurse at the Veterans Affairs, brought them to the Veterans Affairs, and the veterans were able to take those plants. Well, it kind of morphed from that, and then every Memorial Day and every Veterans Day for the last 10 years, really, we have been able to give free plant starts to veterans and their families. And then, of course, we have some for the public, which, you know, for a small donation.
Okay.
So we've obviously wanted to get veterans involved, and so Steve is one of the veterans who works on the project.
And Steve, what do you do? Are you out there raising crops, or what do you got going on?
So after the garden on Humboldt Avenue closed, and I think the city sold the land to Chip to build some elderly housing, that garden closed. We haven't had a garden. Many of us do plant stuff in our yards and try and give away produce. But primarily we're focused on plant starts. So my role is to basically just plant seeds and transplant.
Oh, really?
Over,
okay.
Over and over again all spring. It's a lot of fun though.
Yeah.
We had 22 raised beds in the Beck Butte Environmental Council garden, which Kelly Mayer helped us get that going. And the veterans built 22 raised beds, and we would have the we would harvest that and then bring in the hundreds and hundreds of pounds of fresh vegetables to the VA. And where my culinary advising comes is that I would go to the garden and we would have a group and I would teach them some cooking techniques, you know, with, you know, how many ways can you make broccoli, you know, other than just boil the heck out of it. So that really was part of it. And then when the city, you know, closed us down, we had nowhere to live. So we're looking for a place actually to garden so we can harvest the vegetables as well as the starts.
Well, you came to the right place because, you know, it's KZFR, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's people thinking right now, thinking, man, I've got a huge backyard. I got a huge piece of property and I could help veterans and I could do this. And, you know, so if somebody wanted to get a hold of you guys about possibly donating or, you know, not donating the land, but allowing you to grow on it, what do they do? Who do they call?
Well, they can contact me, Rosemary Febbo, F-E-B-B-O, @gmail.com or 530-228-1308. And I'll pass it on to the rest of the crew. Steve, you know, he's more involved in the process of the growing and so forth. So I don't know what's really needed for that, but I lost you.
Let's give that phone number one more time a little slower, because now that people heard it, they might be running it through their living room looking for a pen.
Sure. 530-228-1308.
One more time. Slow.
530-228-1308.
All right. There you go. You're like me.
Of course, we have a website. You know, www.veteransgardenproject.org. Our fiduciary is North Valley Community Foundation. If someone wants to donate, they can go on to the North Valley and you know, find our page and do donations that way.
Okay.
Steve, you want to tell him about Memorial Day's
let's talk about the plant giveaway.
Sure. So we've been doing plant giveaways primarily in the spring, a little bit less so in the fall for winter vegetables. But our big plant giveaways / sales are in the springtime. And we have one coming up on Memorial Day. I believe it'll be our last of the season. There might be one more after that. I have to look at the schedule. But anyway, we locate ourselves across from the Saturday market, corner of 3rd and Flume, and we'll have plants available. And we take donations for those plants from the lay public, and that helps us offset the cost of you know, nursery pots and soil and, you know, various other kind of incidentals in the operation.
Sure.
And then so what money we do take in then goes back into the project so that we're able to give to veterans for free. And, you know, part of it is, you know, it's fun for us to do, but a lot of it has to do with kind of like food being at the center of health, both like your physical health. There's plenty of data that shows that getting your hands dirty and working in a garden is good for your mental health, which is a problem, especially with a lot of our younger vets coming out of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And also like resiliency for family and individuals. And if they can grow their own food, then if they're on a disability pension or something, they have a little bit of extra, you know, offset to their household budget. That's all on top of the fact that if you grow your own food, it'll be more nutrient dense and have a lower carbon footprint. So it's all around a really great thing. You don't have to be a vet. Everybody in the city should have at least, you know, a planter pot with a cherry tomato and some lettuce.
There you go.
So I just wanted to mention it. The plant giveaway won't be right on Memorial Day, but it'll be on May 28th, which is the Saturday before Memorial Day.
Right. I was going to get clarification. Yeah. So Saturday.
Yeah.
Weekend.
Yeah. Can Steve, you could talk about the GI Bill and how you got involved in the actual work study program.
Yeah, before we're running out of time.
Oh, okay.
So what kind of plant starters will be available? Are we talking tomatoes, zucchinis? What do you guys got going on?
Yeah, Ray. So it's all your standard summer veg. So cucumbers and squashes and tomatoes and sweet peppers and hot peppers and the like, anything, you know, that you would think to have in a summer garden. I think we have some eggplants, a lot of different kinds of flowers as well. A lot of them I can't pronounce, but people who like flowers like them. And so, yeah, I mean, we have a whole greenhouse full. I don't know. It's somewhere in the ballpark of like 3,000, 4,000 starts, individual plants. And so over the course of several weekends, we'll be doling those out.
Okay. And you're going to be in the parking lot at Third and Flume at the thrift store there? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. The landowner has given us permission to set up on that corner.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Everybody's pretty supportive of what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just perfect all around, like you said, everything. And, you know, again, we're kind of preaching to the choir out there probably, but the truth is, get involved. And it's great that you guys are doing this for vets. And and it's, you know, summer's here. So
I don't think that garden started.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about a late frost anymore. That's really cool. That's really cool. And if people want to get involved, again, Rose, let's do it one more time. Give them your phone number. If you have you're considering possibly allowing some veterans to the Veterans Garden Project to come to your property. Here's your phone number.
530-228-1308. And if you are a vet or know a vet who's going to school, you can get on the, if you have the GI Bill, you can get on the work vocation program and we can pay you. I think it's $15 an hour or something, and pick up a few extra thousand a year just for helping do what Steve does, basically, you know.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Another benefit. All right. Once again, the Veterans Garden Project is happening. I imagine the same hours as the farmer's market or all day.
Yeah. About we set up at 7:30 and we run until about 12:30.
Okay.
Yeah. So about the same hours as the market.
Yeah, about same market hours. It's going to be on May 28th, right kitty corner from the farmer's market. And if you're feeling frisky and you want to donate some money to this great organization, you can go to North Valley Community Foundation and look up the Veterans Garden Project on their donation page and donate away.
Yes.
One more quick point. We are also on Facebook and we try and post what plants we're going to have available a few days before the giveaway.
Oh, perfect.
So if folks follow us on Facebook, then they'll have probably the most up-to-date information they can get, because we're not sending newsletters or anything.
Sure. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. And best of luck, and thank you for doing what you do.
Appreciate your time, Ray.
All righty. Getting ready for peanut butter and jelly time here on Butte Views and Beyond. Again, this Sunday is the record swap at the Chico Women's Club, noon to 5. Get your vinyl on. And, of course, it is Best of Chico time. Please jump on over there and vote for the Mighty Zephyr and encourage your friends around the world, because we are everywhere. See you next time.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at, way at. Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Peanut butter jelly.